In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, the readings and the gospel today remind us of our call to be dedicated to God with sincerity and humility, that all that we do in our spiritual life, in our life of service, in our life of almsgiving, prayer, we are to do with sincerity and humility of heart, generosity of heart, that we do it for the pure motive of pleasing God, of loving God, and honoring God. And our Lord today says several times, reminds us about your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you. And when we think of the hidden life, perhaps there's one of the best examples is Saint Joseph, who truly lived a hidden life, that we know his a little bit about Saint Joseph from the Gospel, but much of his life is hidden, and of course he does not even no words of his are recorded in Scripture, and yet he has given to us an example of that hidden life in his obedience, his dedication, his rich interior life in loving and serving God. And I always like to reflect on the words of Saint Teresa of Avila, the great contemplative, who said that everything she learned about prayer she learned from Saint Joseph. And in fact, most of all except one of her convents that she founded, she named after Saint Joseph. Just to reinforce that interior hidden life. And so we can ask Saint Joseph today to help us to live that hidden life, that we seek to love and serve God. Saint Joseph, of course, was dedicated to the Holy Family. He was a man of work, a man of prayer, and reflecting continuously on the mysteries before him in the incarnate Son of God and his mother, the Mother of God. May Saint Joseph help us to live that interior life, to seek to do everything with sincerity and humility of heart, that we may always strive to please and love and serve God as he did. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.